Hello. Happy Wednesday. This is Well Check Wednesday with the Listen Bitch podcast and your host, Brandon Lynette. This is your go-to destination for unlocking your full potential and embracing the extraordinary possibilities within you. This is a journey of self-discovery and empowerment as you explore the transformative power of stepping into greatness. Come into alignment with your God-given power and gifts, unleash your soul, and learn to co-create a life that you love. As you become the writer of your own destiny in this podcast, you're going to find inspiration, practical tips, and the sometimes abrasive nudge to take the leap of faith towards your dreams. You're in the right place. Buckle up so we can unleash your inner badass. Well, check Wednesday, babies. Okay. I have shared my personal struggle with business when it comes to like rebranding, trusting, rebuilding, just even, you know, the struggle of ideas on what the fuck is Brandon going to do next. Okay. I had a total freak out moment. I walked away from an entire business because it was not the Lord's work. Literally, I was doing, you know, the devil's deeds, and it was a lesson learned. It was a lesson learned. Now we are, you know, recalibrating and building on integrity and faith and, you know, a way that I would be proud of when the day comes to meet my maker. But there's some things that I'm going through as I am cultivating these ideas. And I want to talk about that with you guys with, you know, rebranding your business. Not only am I going through the process of learning to trust and to be open again, because multiple streams of income, it's not optional anymore. This is a key point for survival, for you to be comfortable, to not be living paycheck to paycheck. And I guarantee if you've been burned as many times as I have, it's scary. It's scary getting back out there. It's scary learning to trust. It's scary knowing what to do. But I was going through a few things, and this is something that one of my mentors told me the other day. When I'm throwing out ideas of like, what can I do from like, how can I relaunch my business in a different framework, right? Because I keep wanting to go back to what I knew, like that default mode network. But let's talk about testing your business idea, because it's very important that you do this. And this has already cleared some things off of my slate because I went through this process. And I guarantee there are people that have these life-changing ideas for like your next big thing, right? Maybe it's a product or just like a service that you know your target market needs. And I know it's tempting to just dive right in. This is lessons I've learned from past experience. No judgment. I think everybody has to kind of go through this to see how important it is to not do it anymore. But people just right away want to go into like building the website, creating the campaigns. You should test it first. It's called viability testing, and it's a crucial part of starting any business. That's how you avoid spending money on shit that is not going to pay off. Everybody's waiting for that, right? You start a business, you get this new thing, and you put all this money into something, and then all of a sudden you're sitting on fucking yard signs that you haven't used. Okay. Am I guilty of that? Probably. Okay. My husband's like, yeah, you should have thrown them in the dumpster. I did not this week. I did not. But testing this idea, your business idea, gives you an opportunity to discover like weaknesses or anything that's going to come up as an obstacle that you want to overcome before you go to market. And this product that I take, I have a core supplement that I'm obsessed with. And I know that they have taken the care to go through all of this through the market research. The business, the company is not public yet. It's very important that they have this integrity and they're building the foundations of really testing, you know, what the market looks like, what it's going to be like, and how they best could represent such an amazing product. Then they've got people like me who are obsessed, wouldn't go a day without it. So yeah, we're bringing some fire to that. But why would you test a business idea? Because essentially this ensures that you're not wasting your time. Don't waste your time with something that's not going to work. I get it. Launching a business is sexy. Launching a business is fun. It's exciting, but it's also expensive and it's also time consuming. And if you're going to commit everything you have to this, if you're going to be sacrificing time with your family, money in your bank account, all of your energy, you want to know, have some predictability that this is going to work. So testing your idea ensures that you can pitch this to, maybe you need to hit up investors. Maybe you need to go to bank loan, you know, providers. You can share your vision with employees, with stakeholders. You can answer important questions about what your competition is. You know, I I'm always telling my kids, we should open a business. We should open a business. And my boys have come up with some pretty cool ideas, but I'm like, you need a business plan, right? You need a business plan. And part of that is to test this, to market test this. Like you want to go through the feasibility check where you are going to examine whether there's a market for your company. You need to find out how many customers you're actually going to need to be profitable. It doesn't matter what kind of business you're doing for this. Even network marketing, and I know I have a lot of network marketers here. Y'all know I still am getting paychecks from network marketing. But I know exactly how many people I need to buy the products to know how much I'm going to make, right? And if you're doing brick and mortar, if you're doing your own thing, then you've got to factor in supplies and labor costs. You might decide that, you know, you need 100, what's a good job, like a cleaning job. You need 100 of these a month to make it a success. And if there's only like 25 people who would need a cleaning service in your area, that's not going to work for you. So how do you determine if there are enough potential customers? You examine the target market, look at your competitors and the kind of customers that they have. How much are they spending on marketing? How much are they spending to stay profitable? How can you set yourself apart from them? Are there, you know, customers that you can target, which are overlooked by these other companies? You know, that's a great way to increase your income. And by the end of a study, anytime you're going to do a business study, by the end of this study, okay, you should know, these are the questions you want to ask yourself, things you know you want the answer to. Know how much you need to spend and earn to run your business. Have an idea of who your target audience is and where they are. And get very specific on this. I'm telling you that God needs clarity. Okay, clarity. We're not just hoping and wishing. We clearly have to speak to a person. And then you've got to understand how much competition there is in the market. How can you differentiate yourself and your business from the competition? What is going to make you stand out? And this is how you get to learn, you know, what your price point is. How much are you going to charge to make a profit? How many customers do you need a week or month? And then you want to double check that it has potential for growth. You never want to go put all your eggs in one basket and be stuck with a trending product that's hot for like 5 minutes. Okay. So something that I'm learning is looking on Google Trends. Not just Google Trends. There's a lot of like AdWords. There's Google search words. Like there's a lot of things you can research to see how many people are looking for this product or service. Find out how they have earned more attention. What have they done at different times? And knowing that there's a potential audience for your product or service, it's not the same as knowing that people will buy it. Okay. So you might think that everyone would love a cheaper version of their favorite pizza place. But when you start talking to people, you discover that they actually like paying the higher price because, you know, high quality ingredients, whatever it is. Okay. Doing this market research gives you the insight into what customers want and need. And there's a lot of ways to, you know, to get this information. So it's either pre-existing resources online, and there are different reports. I have to look at my notes. Hold on 1 second. Oh, it's literally market research. And you could Google what other options there are. But this is what you do. You can host surveys on all your social media sites and forum groups to get that insight to what people are interested in. And if you haven't built a brand, this is difficult to get a lot of responses. You know, I talked about last week how important it is to build your brand, and this is why. This is the foundation. This is where I'm at now. I'm thinking because I am still trying to figure out what I'm going to dive into, I know it's important that I work on my brand and I continue to work on my brand. This is where you should be. If you're like, bitch, I want a business, but I don't know. I just don't know. Then what you should do right now to give you a leg up, to give you a little bit of head start, is to start building your brand. That's it. And you want to check out your competition. Okay. You can find shit online, find out what your customers like or don't like about whoever is out there with your air quote market saturation, air quote, check out reviews, testimonies, all of this, whatever it is. So you can consider, you know, the positive and the negative, and you want to have direct conversations with people. Another one of my mentors the other day, she's like, the people having the most conversations win. This is the fucking truth. Okay. If you already have a few existing customers or a network of people that you could talk to about this, they might be able to help you. You're not alone out here. Ask the people who are doing the things that you want to be doing. Ask the people that have set up that successful business. Ask the people that you know that have been in the arena, have gotten through all the bullshit, and they still found their way back to the core of who they were, the essence of, you know, who they want to be, and they're fucking killing it. Okay. And then the last part of all of this, when you're testing whatever it is that you want to sell, start selling through your Facebook group, start selling through your social media. This is how you start finding customers straight away. Okay. Without your website, utilize someone else's playground. I wouldn't count on that 1,000%. I've been put in Facebook jail so many times. I know I've lost so many relationships and customers because of this. So we don't put our eggs all in one basket, okay? I think the most important thing you could do is to start creating that email list, okay? That's how you start getting that personal connection with people, how you're having these conversations, and how they are always going to be in touch with you. That's it. And I don't think it's necessary to invest money into social media marketing. I think there's a lot of free ways to get your shit out there. And go ham. I mean, get on eBay, get on Etsy, get on Amazon. Until you get an idea of how much demand there is, once you know that you can make a profit, that's when you can start putting money into that. And if you're not ready to sell the physical products or whatever that is, fuck around and create a landing page. That email list is so important. And the more emails that you're writing, getting responses from, getting opened, the more people are going to know about your idea and the more feedback you're going to have on whether this is something that people are going to do. And that's it. It's not a let's test this. And if it's bad, I'm a failure and I'm not going to try this again. No, because it's one of those things like you have to go slow to go fast. You have to move backwards to go forwards. How does an arrow shoot? You pull it back really far. So this is one of those things. And I know that one of the patterns that I've learned in my journaling is that's what I do. I dive head first. I don't look around me. I don't test it. I don't figure it out. I just go crazy. I have to slow down to go fast. And I'm bringing you guys with me. So let's figure this out. Whatever your ideas are, start testing that out. And we're not testing it out. This is what we're not going to do. We're not going to test this idea with family. Okay. We're not going to do it because your family is never going to support you like strangers on the internet will. And I am telling you this as a fact. People in my own house, okay, wouldn't read my books or listen to my podcast. Your family is not going to have the same perspective because you will never have the same impact. I will never have the same impact on my kids as I will strangers on the internet. It's just not, it doesn't happen. I mean, family kind of ends up being your biggest haters, you know, on some level. The same thing with like aunts and grandparents and parents and whatever. Everybody's just kind of in their own zone. And if you have that personal connection to them, everyone feels like they have an opinion and you know, it's a lot more personal. So I would never recommend taking this to family unless you know someone who is absolutely unbiased, who is living through the goals that you aspire to attain. Okay. Someone that you could look at them and think, I want to be where they are. Or even someone that you're locking arms with, that you guys know you're moving in a forward momentum to move that needle, to crush your goals, whatever that looks like for you. Just don't be asking these people that aren't doing shit, who have no drive, no desire, who are just stuck. They're the same people today that they were 5 years ago. Okay. But it is important that we do some market testing. It is important that we slow down to go fast. And it is important that we create these multiple streams of income and we learn to rebuild that trust. We learn to nurture our brand. We learn to be good to ourselves and patient and loving and kind and know. Ultimately, my knowing is like, this is in God's hands. I'm going to show up. I'm going to do the market research. I'm going to bring my ideas out and I'll just know. I'll know which is, you know, what I'm being led to do. In the meantime, we're going to play around, make some mistakes and mess up a lot. Okay. I love you guys. I'll see you tomorrow.